You know, there's something about the presence of God that is precious.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I was when I was studying and I was preparing and I was spending time with the Lord, there was an old worship song that came into my heart. It was, "Oh, the glory of his presence. We, his temple, give him reverence." Amen. And when I was looking at that word reverence, it's profound awe and respect. Profound awe and respect. You know, and so today, you know, God has come to save us, to sanctify us, and to raise us up. Amen. And God's begun something in the house, and he isn't finished until it's over. So God still has someone that he wants to minister to in the house, or I would just close the Bible and we would go on. But God said he ain't done yet. Amen. So look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 14. And God have both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. For you were bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Today, the title of this morning's message is simply Purchased Possession. We're going to look at the price, the praise, and the presence. Can we make a declaration? Can we lift the word together in the house today and make a declaration together? Are you with me? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, my ears are open. My heart is attentive. Speak to me, your servant, for I am listening. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. Father, I pray, Father God, that you speak through me, Father God. May the words that come forth out of my mouth be your words, not my words. And may they accomplish everything that you sent them to do. As you declared in Isaiah, your word will never return unto you void. It'll accomplish what you sent it to do. So, Lord, we say, have your way in this place. Father, if there's any here that do not know you, may this be the day of their salvation. For those who may have drifted away, may this be the day of the return. And for the entire body of believers, may we be edified, exhorted, and comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And we'll never cease to give you all praise and glory. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. I'm going to focus on verse number 20 in our message today. For you were bought with a price. We're a purchased possession. You know, I was reminded of that in Isaiah 53:5, where the word of God says, for he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. The whole shell of the gospel is in that one scripture, that God loves you so much that he paid, that you were so precious and so dear, it cost him the best that he had. Amen. It cost him his Son. Amen. So I want you to look to the one next to you and say, God says you're precious. God says you're dear to him. God says he has a plan in your life. He has plans for good. He has plans not for evil. He has plans for you to have a hope. He has plans for you to have an expected end. God has good plans. Amen. Hey, I want you to understand something as we're looking at this. When God looked at you, you were worth him giving his very best. He saw so much value in you and I that he gave his very best. I love in 1 John, the beloved John, in 1 John 3, verse 16, he says, hereby perceive or understand we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. But whosoever have this world's good and see if his brother have need and shut up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. You know, as the body of Christ, when one suffers, we all suffer. And hello. Amen. Y'all's dear friend, Amy and Wes, when y'all suffer, we suffer. Amen. We're to enter your suffering. We don't have all the answers. We're not to take you from the suffering or the time, but we're to have compassion and love. So when one suffers, we all suffer. When one rejoices, we rejoice with them also. Amen. I like rejoicing more than suffering, but it takes all parts of the world. We live in a world that has good and evil. Amen. Darkness and light. You know, I look down here on the table, and we're taking up food for the hungry. We're taking up food for the hungry. I don't know about you, but I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be a blessing. I'm blessed to give. He says, if I give, it shall be given back to me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Shall other men give into my bosom as I pour out. Amen. There should never be anyone hungry in the body of Christ. Amen. God wants you to understand that you were purchased with a price, that you belong to him. I belong to God. I'm not my own anymore. I'm not my own. That means the old man needs to pass away. Behold, the new man, it needs to be born. I'm walking in newness of life. The old guy isn't around any longer. Amen? He tries to show up from time to time. Anybody have the old man trying to show up? Amen? Oh, he's constantly trying to show up. But you know, that's where the Bible says for you and I that we got to get it in our mind that we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things will pass away. Behold, all things will become new. But God wants you to understand that you're a purchased possession. I belong to God. When I accepted what he did for me on the cross of Calvary and he came into my heart and life as my Lord and Savior, he delivered me from darkness and translated me into his marvelous light. I was not. Once I was a sinner, but now I'm a child of God. I've obtained mercy and favor of God. Amen. Amen. I walk in favor. I walk in blessing. You walk in favor. You walk in blessing. Amen. The Word of God says in Titus chapter 2, verse number 14, that who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Faith without works is dead, being alone. Amen. And in other words, when you see your brother or your sister in need, I'm tired of hearing this, oh, I'll pray for you. When you have the answer in your hand. Amen. Amen. We're vessels for the kingdom of God. Everything that we've got belongs to him anyway. Amen. Amen. And I want to see that. I want to see the food. Don't bring in a can of corn. Bring in a couple cases. Amen. Hello. My wife won't let me bring corn, but we'll bring something else. That's an inside joke because I'm very corny. Amen. Amen. Hey, God is not mad at anybody in the house. God wants you to know how much he loves you and how much he cares for you, but how much he loves every last one. He's come to heal the brokenhearted, to deliver the captives, to feed the poor. Hello, hello. This is the season. We're going to in a season of thanksgiving. Man, thanksgiving. In other words, let's take that and separate that. Let's give thanks and start giving. How many know you can't outgive God? You aren't going to outgive him, man. Amen. Do we have them for someone? Where's my wife? She's in here somewhere? There. All right, never mind. I'll go somewhere else for a minute. Oh. She moved. There's a bunch of apple butter on the thing. You give some apple butter away. Amen. Praise God. I'm just waiting to see what the Lord wants to say. Hallelujah. Do you hear what he's saying? He gave his very best. Let's don't give leftovers. Don't be bringing potted meat and sardines that you won't eat to the food pantry. Bring steak. Bring filet mignon. Amen? I don't know if we can keep meat. Where's Pam? You'll take it, won't you? Amen? Amen? The Apostle Paul says in Romans 12, I'll move on. He said, I beseech you, verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. You know, when he says reasonable service there, it comes from a Greek word that means an act of worship. So when I present my body to him, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to him, it's an act of worship. So many times we think that I'm worshiping him because I'm raising my hands. And that's nice. It's a sweet savor to him. And I'm worshiping him. Just leave that alone. I don't need that. Then I'm worshiping him. But my life, God's not looking on the outside. Man looks on the outside, but God, he looks upon the heart. So as we're coming in to worship him, we worship with our whole heart. That's when he inhabits the praise and the worship of the people. Amen. Because we're not raising, he don't give me lip service. It's a heart condition. Amen. It's a heart condition. It's a heart condition of thanksgiving because knowing who I was, what he delivered me out of, and where he's taken me to. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that gets me excited. Amen. I'm excited about the God I serve. Jimmy, I don't forget where I was. I don't forget what he did the day he came in. I don't forget what he's doing in other lives, what he's doing in your life, 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 in your life. God's at work in every life in the room. Amen. That makes me want to worship him. Can somebody just lift up their hands and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. You know, that's in this atmosphere that God wants to come in. He wants to wrap his loving arms around you. You know, sometimes when there's things that happen that we just don't understand, that's the time when the presence of God will just come in and give me a hug.
That's a good hug.
It's his hug. It's his love. It's his love. And we try to measure it with our own understanding and our own thinking. Hey, get this. We serve a great big God that's wiser and smarter than us. Amen? He loves us even when we're in the mess. He loves me when I mess up. He loves every last one. There has not been one child that was ever born that God said oops to. He said, oh, look at that one. Oh, wow. He was created in my image. He looks just like you, son. Look at him. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, but he wants you to understand. He said that we were purchased with a price. There was a price that was paid. Amen. Freely we have received, freely give. Amen. Are you with me?
Amen.
Amen. God loves you. God loves you. Even the times you just don't understand. You know, I don't have all the answers. I just serve the one that does. And sometimes it's better to say nothing than just to say. You understand, so many times people want to give you an answer, give you a word, and sometimes it's the time just to shut up. Just shut up and let them know that God is God. He is God and I'm not. Amen. Amen. They're not leaving because of the word. They got an appointment at 12 o'clock. So, yeah. Hallelujah. Are you with me this morning? Secondly, he says, you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. In your body. And that's the praise. I'm going to call that the praise. Look at me in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. What the Lord is establishing here today, I had no idea he was establishing this here today. But what the Lord wants to establish in here is an entire new attitude of praise and worship. A whole different outlook. It's not about the song. It's about the God we're singing to. It's not about the song. It's about what God's doing in you and through you. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse number 11, the Apostle Paul says, wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you. In you. And ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants to be glorified in you, in you, in you. It's not about the outside. It starts from the inside out. God always works from the inside out. Man wants to work on you from the outside in. That's why so many people get beat up. That's why so many people get chased away from the house of God, because they're trying to change their outside man. But God always works from the inside out. Amen. God, once you became a child of God, He gave you the Spirit of God that dwells in you and I, and He's on the work inside. And He's cleaning out rooms in our house. Amen. And as I let that be magnified, what's happening on the inside, it's bringing praise to Him. Look with me in Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2. The Apostle Paul says in Galatians 2, verse number 20, the Apostle Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. In other words, I'm a dead man walking. I was a dead man walking, now I'm alive in Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen? Christ in me. Christ in me is the hope of glory. Amen? Christ alive in me. I am crucified. My flesh has to die daily. Amen. I am resurrected in Christ Jesus, the new man inside of me, the spirit man. Amen. I'm glorifying God from the inside. From the inside. Man looks on the outside again, but God, he's looking on the inside. Man on the outside, God on the inside. Are you with me? I'm going to bring this to a head here in Colossians chapter 1, verse 26. The Apostle Paul says this, even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory and the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Paul says, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Amen. And in other words, the price was the price he paid for you and I. The praise is allowing him to manifest himself inside of you and allow him to work in your life. That's when I'm bringing him praise and glory. Are you with me? Are you with me? Everybody with me? Amen. Amen. And in other words, that's the whole attitude of praise. I'm sorry for the thing that I've made it. It's all about you. I'm coming back to a heart of worship because it's all about you. You know, we make it about a song or we make it about some movements or whatever, but it's all about your life being transformed. Recognize that he's paid the price for you. You belong to him and you're bringing him praise. Amen. Amen. I can't wait to praise God. Amen. I start out early in the morning praising him. I don't know about you, but God's done a lot for me. Amen. I'll never forget January of 2010. I had been a diabetic for 10 years, but on first Sunday of January 2010, the Lord healed me. He healed my body, mind, soul, and spirit. He healed me. He healed every organ in my body. He healed my blood pressure. He healed my sugar. He healed my heart. He healed everything on that day. He's not a half, he doesn't do things halfway. He's a God of all the way. Amen. All the time. God touched people here this morning. I want you to understand something. The devil was wanting to steal your healing before you ever get out of the house. Oh, I didn't feel anything. Well, guess what? Guess what? On the first week of January of 2010, when he healed me of all my bodily sicknesses, I didn't feel anything but his presence. My heart didn't speak up and say, "Son, it's healed." My diabetes, they didn't speak. Amen. What spoke is when I went to the doctor and proved what God had done. Amen. Amen. Hey, in other words, when you ask the Lord for something, go ahead and start giving him praise for it. And if you're not giving him praise for it, you don't believe that he's going to give it to you. Amen. If faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, I got to believe him at his word. He said it, I believe him, it's done. When Jesus said it was finished, it's complete. Amen. You were purchased with the price, so therefore glorify God in your body. Amen. You know what God's saying about glorifying him in your body? God wants everybody in the room healed. He don't want a bunch of sick children. What parent in the room would say, "Oh, I'd just love to have a sick child"? I serve a good God. He doesn't bring sickness. He's a healer. He's a restorer. He's a deliverer. Amen. Amen. I think it's time for us to get excited about who we serve. Amen. Amen. He's the Alpha to the Omega, and he's everything in between. Everything that he says he'll do, he'll do. Amen. The only thing is, what gets in his way is my thinking. I don't know about you, but before faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, before I got in the word and grew in faith, I had stinking thinking. How many needs to be delivered from stinking thinking? Let me see your hand. Be real. Stinking thinking. Lord's got you. Hallelujah. God knows who he's talking to. He's talking to all of us, probably. Hallelujah. I'm excited about what the Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. He says, "But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." In other words, as God is at work on the inside, it starts manifesting itself on the outside. Again, so many times when someone becomes a new creation in Christ Jesus, man wants to look on the outward appearance. He wants to see the things. But God's transforming from the inside. And you have to look that we're all a work in progress. Amen? In other words, our sanctification is a process. It takes our entire lifetime. I haven't arrived yet, but I wouldn't take anything for the journey. Amen? Yesterday is gone. Today's a brand new day. It's going to spring forth, right? Amen? Amen? I was excited, and we were supposed to recognize the Lewis family today, but we forgot again. We were supposed to excuse me. I'm glad I didn't go too far. That was a rewind. Yes, ma'am. So we have the price. Let me get this thing closed today. And we have the presence. Look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 5. The Word of God says, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Amen. I never could do it, but I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. Amen. Amen. That thing that you were asking for, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. Amen. God ain't changed his mind about us, so we just telling us to, if we would change our minds about him. So turn me to Ephesians 1, and I'll get ready to close. The Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 1:17, he says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And that put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Simply in closing today, what is God saying to you and I today? That we were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. In other words, he shared with us that you were purchased with a price. We bring him praise when we allow his presence to transform and change our lives. That's when we're bringing him praise. That's when we're bringing him praise. When we let our light so shine before men that they see our good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. Jesus said in John 8:12, he said, "For I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." You know, God just is reminding us as his children, amen, that hey, we belong to him. We've been blessed to be a blessing. Amen? What a time of the year to bless others. Again, we can't outgive him. Now, the Lord was speaking to us in closing today simply about this. About sticking thinking. Amen? And God wants to do something with every heart and every mind. And if you raise your hand today, don't worry about anybody else. This is between you and God. If they look at you strange, God will get them. If you raise your hand, would you please just stand with me today? You're having a problem with stinking thinking. If you're here today and you do not know Jesus, all you have to do is call out his name and he'll answer you. Just ask him to come into your heart and your life as your Lord and Savior, and he'll come. He said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So can we lift our hands in the air today? Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for everyone that gathered here today, for everyone that's standing here with their hands raised to you today. Father, right now, Father God, we're praying that we cast down every imagination that exalted itself above the knowledge of God and bring under captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Can you pray with me? Say, Lord, I acknowledge you as my Lord. You paid the price. You purchased me. So today, I bring you praise. I bring you glory. I submit my life to you. Not my will, but your will be done. Holy Spirit, I need your help. Guide me, direct me. My steps are ordered by you. I thank you, Jesus, that I'm not conformed to this world, but my mind is transformed by Christ Jesus. Lord, I give you praise, I give you glory, and I give you honor. Have your way in my life. Lord, today, I will no longer have stinking thinking. I'll have clarity of mind because I'm led by the Spirit of Christ in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.